I'm going to cry because this is such a grateful thing that people now are happy to see me and to want to hear me. So thank you for that. Well, I'm going to start what I know what I am. I'm an addict. And my name is Sandra. And hello, everyone. And when I came in this program, the only thing I knew, I was an addict. And I didn't know who Sandra was. But that's a later story. First of all, I'm grateful because I started my day waking up, not dope sick, not chasing a dealer, not in jail, and not 6 feet under. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm going to start, you know, I'm so grateful for this seat for Narcotics Anonymous, because when I was 45 years, it was the last thing that I tried and the first thing what worked, because this is a program for 24 hours. And when I was in rehab, it was for like from 9 to 6, and then I was on my own again. So I'm very grateful for that. I must say, I say that word grateful a lot of time, but I'm not always happy, but I'm always grateful, you know, that's a different. I came when I was 45 years, I was so tired. I was so sick of being sick, man. And I didn't know I found a solution. I lost hope and I went to a rehab. And in that rehab, I was 26 years on methadone. And I can tell you, I didn't care what I was using because I couldn't deal with my pain. And you know what the worst thing was? The drugs didn't work anymore. So they say in the cards, we switch another drug for another drugs. I didn't switch, I built it up. So when I was 45 years, I came in a rehab. After 3 weeks, I had to learn to walk again. And believe me, I have to learn to talk again with people because I was really a street cat from Amsterdam. And sorry, Rotterdam, I come from Amsterdam. I cannot help it, but I know I got friends also in Rotterdam. The people in that rehab, so after 3 months, I heard my first bird whispering. And I saw the sun for the first time. And I saw the colors for the first time. And you know, I was willingness to try to do anything. They gave me the opportunity to give me 7 months in that rehab. And I was very grateful with it. My heart was also hurting because there were people who couldn't... people couldn't stay there when they were with withdrawal, and they had to get out because the insurance didn't pay it anymore, and I was really feeling hurting of that. So I was thinking, and I have to say it, so if you are in a detox or if you are in rehab and you're getting out, the first thing what I've learned in Narcotics Anonymous, go to a meeting. Connect yourself, because I know in my life, in my using time, and I think this is a very strong one, I was buried alive till my 45 years. I see so many friends, sorry, when I see friends, that's a big word for me. And you know what they say in Narcotics Anonymous? The first year, no relationships, they say. Well, I had a using relationship for 23 years. The good thing is, he's also in recovery by Narcotics Anonymous. He's 10 years clean now, so I'm very happy for him that he is. I broke that relationship because I knew when I look in his eyes, we didn't have to say nothing and we're going to use again. So I broke that relationship. So I went out of rehab and I didn't have money, I didn't have nothing. The only thing I knew what I had was my willingness. You know, I wanted to stay clean. We're talking about lost dreams are awaking. I was like, lost dreams are awaking. I had only one dream. One dream. Please get me out of this hell. please get me out of this hell. I was really praying on my knees to get me out of this hell when I was using. And I had only one dream. And you know, that's waking up clean. And tomorrow, this morning, I did it. You know, so I came, I went in a safe house. And I must say, this is a topic no matter what. And I want to take my predecessors. I say it now in a good way, eh? Because I was on Zoom for 2 years. And it's not my language, English. And for 2 years, I say, oh, I'm so grateful for my predators. And nobody said, I'm doing wrong, you know what I mean? So I was growing. And then I think they felt sorry for me. After 2 years, their son, it's predecessors. So yes, okay. But it's a learning process, that whole program, you know, because I was not afraid. I was not afraid of dying when I was using. I was afraid of living, and I didn't know how. So I went to save us. I ran to meetings. You know what I think what the worst thing was? I think the worst thing was, you know, using against my own will. That using against my own will, that was the hardest thing, you know. I'm going to say that because this is very important. When my daughter, I was thinking, well, when I'm 17 years old, I'm going to take a child and that get me away from my using. Bullshit. Bullshit, I could tell you. I know it's 10 o'clock in the morning, but it was bullshit. When my daughter was 4 years old, I asked my mother to take care of my daughter because the drugs were stronger to raise my own daughter. How heartfelt is that? I must say, when I came in Narcotics Anonymous, and the topping no matter what, I get my first messenger. And it was in a meeting in Scotland. And there was a guy who was sitting there. I was not so open-minded when I came in in the meeting. I was full of self-hate. I was to the animal level. And I was sitting behind the last row. I was sitting there after the last row. And then I was always looking at the ground because, you know, it's a program of, you know, the action, the thinking, and your behavior. And the only thing I was doing when I was using, looking at the ground, if there's something new. And because of the shame and guilt, man. The shame and guilt. And then I heard my first messenger, and I get open-minded. He was 16 years on the street. And he was 16 years clean because of Narcotics Anonymous. And I was thinking, if he can do it, I can do it. But it's not a program of Sandra. Thank God for it, I can tell you, you know. It's a program of the 12 step of Narcotics Anonymous. And it's not the steps of Sandra, but no matter what. You know, it's a very, very heavy topic, I think. Because I'm in the no matter what just for today. Because I got a killing disease. And my disease don't know how much clean time I have. And you know, clean time is okay, but recovery is more important than clean time. That's the one. Yeah. So in the No Matter What Club, I was a totally wild animal in the street of Amsterdam, but no matter what, when I couldn't believe in myself, people believe in me. And I want to thank, and I get very emotional of that, because people believed in me when I couldn't believe in myself. So thank you so much. And there are people here today, here this morning, today, here this morning, I'm meaning so much for you. But a newcomer, man, I'm so happy when a newcomer comes in the meeting, you know, because if there's no newcomer here again in the meeting, NA, die. You know what I mean? There's no NA. So if there's a newcomer here, they say, keep coming back. I say, stay. And I say it loud to myself every morning. Stay, 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 stay. And no matter what, people show me when they were in pain in their body, when they're in pain in their head, when they've heart hurting, they went to meetings. They did call the sponsor. I got a lot of consequences of my using, you know? Physical, But the worst thing is when I'm mental insane, you know, mental insane. So I work the steps. And I want to thank my sponsor. And I know she hates it when she says, my sponsor is sitting there. But not only, she's there. And there's another person. You know, I don't want to say names because every name is very important for me in Narcotics Anonymous. But there is one man here who always believed in me, even with my character defects, because I was coming in Narcotics Anonymous and I was thinking, well, I have no character. Why if I have a defect? You know what I mean? But I got a lot. And he never kicked me out, and his woman also not. So I want to thank you, and I'm going to say that name, Martijn. Thank you. And maybe tomorrow he's going to kick me out, but I got a lot of fellows this day, so I'm very grateful for that. And no matter what, you know, I never in my wildest dream I thought I could stay clean and been clean. The unconditional love, and I hated that word love, but this is a fellowship of life. And I was always in debt, you know what I mean? The fellowship of life, yeah. I'm always thinking about the clock that had 30 minutes, so I'm a clock ticking. Bomb.
Take your time, yeah.
this disease, even when I don't use, it's always there. You know, I can sit in a meeting and I can be close-minded and the disease kicks in. You know what I mean? I can sit on the bike. This disease goes in every area of my life. In every area of my life. But how the awareness of the steps, you know, it's not only, I learned that from the no matter what people in NA. It's not only working the steps, but it's living the steps. And that's another thing. So I try to do that of the best of my ability. I'm not cured. I've never been cured, and I know that. I was walking this morning here in Rotterdam and I saw so many people who didn't find this chair in Narcotics Anonymous and who maybe died of it because they couldn't find it. And there's one good friend of mine who lost his life 3 weeks ago. And I'm going to say his name loud. And his name is Victor. And Victor, my Portuguese friend, you are here. You are here. You know André. And then I want to thank this community of how you call it. English is not my language, so I give it a try. Who make the best of it. But we make the best of it in this convention. So thank you for that. No matter what. Like my step three. I have to make a commitment to this program every day. I say a prayer every morning, my step three prayer. Take my will and my life. Guide me in my recovery and show me how to live. Because I still don't know how to live. After 12 years, I got my first house, my own first house. And I did get my own house for the first time because people believed in me, you know, and helped me in my recovery. What can I say? You know, I'm 58 years old. I say one thing. I thought the drugs were always the problem. Well, I'm the problem. I know that because of Narcotics Anonymous. And every morning when I wake up, I look in my mirror and I say, good morning, problem. Are you awake again? And then I go to the NA and then I make connection with all the people in the fellowship. The literature, the back bottom of Narcotics Anonymous. The literature, it's NA. The fellows are the love, not the fellows, fellows. Andre, my Portuguese friend, and everyone for making this convention here in, but also the people out the convention who helping also each other. When I came here in this program, my sponsor says, read chapter 5, what can I do? So if you are new in the program, read chapter 5, what can I do? And I can tell you the rest of the steps and the chapters are we. And I'm so grateful for that word we, because I can't do it on my own. And I know after the convention, I feel that empty void again. You know, so it's okay to feel that empty void, but there's a newcomer here in this meeting, and you come home and you think, oh, I feel that empty void again, go immediately to a meeting, because that's what we do after a convention, and even not if there's a convention. I thank my life of Narcotics Anonymous, the unconditional love, what I learned here in NA, what my daughter gave to me. My daughter gave to me, she visited me in prison, she visited me in rehabs, she visited me wherever I go. And my amends, my first amends is always to be clean for one day. That's my amends. And my amends then to my daughter. I did a step 9 with my daughter. And I cannot tell you there's a lot of step 9 I still have to do. I make a step 9 with my daughter. And my sponsor said, put it on a paper, not too long. Say it in, read it for the paper, and I read it for my daughter. And the last line is, how can I make it up to you? And I said, not one time sorry, because he's very allergic for that word, I can tell you that. So I said, what can I do to make it up to you? And she says, Mom, if I'm gonna need you, please be there for me. And that's my living amends. You know, and that's also recovery for me. Yeah. Thank you. Today I'm clean. You know, and that's a big line. I'm clean just for today. And I don't have to do it alone anymore, but I have to pick up that phone. I have to go to a meeting. I have to work the steps. And no, I'm going to say it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't swear it's 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm in process to become a lady. But I'm not sorry when I'm swearing, because I'm going to swear one time. And that's my step 1. I'm fucked. Help me. I'm Sandra. Thank you for letting me know I'm an addict. Thank you so much.